Happy All Hallows Eve, everyone. Welcome to Distinguished Options from Government Funding NYC. This is Jane Austen.
And Rachel from Israel.
Okay. Coming to you from beautiful Madison Square Park.
To celebrate Halloween, we took over Angela's and Mayan's voices. They will be back next week. Maybe. Okay, Jane, you want to start?
Here are some events beginning tomorrow, Friday, All Saints Day, November 1st.
Okay, so we start with music, okay?
Oh, I love music.
Oh, good, good. Oh, she likes music.
I love chamber music. Do you like chamber music?
I don't know what that is, but this music is called Tinderbox Music Festival. Tinderbox, like matches, like matches.
Oh, yes, I guess.
Okay, so Tinderbox Music Festival, they've had it for 4 years now, and the fourth time is going to be November 1st, this Friday, at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn. The tickets are $17, so maybe you say, hey, this is supposed to be like affordable events, why $17? There are 17 bands, I counted. So that means it's $1 each band. The names of the bands are wonderful. One is Butter the Children. Do you butter the children before you eat them? I don't know.
What are the children?
Butter the children, see?
Butter! Butter the children. As buttering toast.
This is my translator, Jane Austen.
Oh, I thought she said bottle.
No,
I thought,
butter. Butter. I'm speaking English. I don't understand.
No. It's completely my ear. You're totally right.
Okay, so... there's also a band called Elizabeth and the Catapult that I saw at Rockwood, very good. And another band, their name is Alice and the Glass Lake.
I know, huh? I did understand that. Alice and the Glass Lake.
Yes, very good.
That's very good.
It looks very good. 17 bands, $17.
So it's $1 each. And,
yes.
And then, but if...
And the, yes, you have a question?
Well, no, I was just going to say that all of the bands will be listed on the website.
Yes, all of the bands will be on our website, and Tinderbox donates 100% of all of the net proceeds to organizations that support girls and women, like Girls Write Now, write WRITE, like writing.
That's
like
good.
Writing, like you're a writer!
Of course, because girls should be writing.
There's absolutely no reason not to. We all have good stories.
Yes, we all have stories to tell, and I absolutely wholeheartedly support this. Oh, this is very exciting!
Wonderful, so come and maybe you'll meet Jane Austen. And another organization that they support is Willie Make Rock Camp for Girls. For girls, a non-profit music and mentoring program empowering girls and women through music education and activities. Ah, perfect.
Is it rock? I don't know what that is.
It's very loud music.
It's not chamber music, is it?
No.
No. Well, no. I might not like that.
Perhaps not, but this is
just
what
they support. But the girls right now, I would really like that, wouldn't I?
Yes. I think this is fantastic. So, November 1st, and for all the details, come to our website. And also, we talked about writing, we talked about music, and now what else does everybody love?
Oh, we love food.
Food!
We love food and parties.
Good,
yes?
Jane, yes.
Absolutely.
So this is an outdoor food party, if you want. It's going on from now until November 24, so it stops right before Thanksgiving, at Greeley Square Park. Where is Greeley Square Park, you ask? Nobody knows. I'll tell you. It's 33rd Street and 6th Avenue.
So, it's just below Macy's.
Yes. So there's a name for that little triangle park. Greeley Square Park.
Greeley Square Park.
Yes. Okay. It's called Broadway Bites. It's a pop-up food market like they have Madison Square Eats. So Broadway Bites.
Broadway Bites.
Yes.
It does, doesn't it, sometimes?
It does. It Broadway Bites all the time. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good. And it's open, and it will be open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. The goal is to bring talented chefs and small growing businesses to an area that tends to favor chains. So instead of KFC and all the other ones, you can go and get original good food. The entrance is free. Go, my friends, go and eat. Yes?
Go and eat, yes.
Jane and I are going to go eat now.
Absolutely. Do you think, I discovered something so wonderful the other day. Do you want to know what it is?
What is it?
An empanada.
Wow!
Do you think they'd have them?
Yes, I've had them. What do you think?
Oh, I think they're wonderful. But
good.
Do you think they'll have them at this?
I'm sure they'll have them. Yes, definitely.
It might bite an empanada.
I think you can go take the risk.
It sounds like an animal, doesn't it?
It does sound like an animal. It's a stuffed animal.
Oh,
that was funny.
Oh no, that makes it sound so
Oh, hot. Come on, it's good. Empanadas. Empanadas and other things available at Broadway Bites through November 24. Go and eat.
And don't forget, everyone, tonight is Halloween. Yay. So have a wonderful and safe evening. Trick or treat. Have some wonderful candy and sweets and lollies. Absolutely. I'm so excited. I can't wait. And I think...
Next week?
What?
Next week, Mayan and Angela will be back on Free and Cheap NYC.
On Free and Cheap NYC, you know. But I think that's such a terrible name. It's so...
Oy, oy, oy.
It's so... simple and American.
Okay, for the next time maybe Jane will have a smart British name for us.
Well, I brought it in. It's distinguished options from government funding.
Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Next week.
Maybe with a new name and maybe with Angela and Mayan.
Have a lovely week, folks.
Happy Halloween.